It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The world faces a lot of challenges ahead, from what feels like a never-ending COVID-19 pandemic to the threats of climate change. But there's one group of New Yorkers who are focusing on a problem that centers around a physically small object that is everywhere. We're talking about the millions of cigarette butts tossed onto the ground by smokers and the hazards they pose to our health and the environment. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary reports.
First, a strange list of New York City facts. If you were searching for stray cigarette butts on a street or a sidewalk in Manhattan, let's say Madison Avenue, how many cigarette butts do you suppose you'd find on a single block?
Oh my goodness. East side of Manhattan between 99th and 101st Street, 818 butts.
That's Joyce Bialik, Manhattan resident, sworn enemy of the single-use cigarette filter.
And then the north side of 99th Street between Madison and Park, two of our collectors did 615 butts.
Bialik is a volunteer organizer with the No Butts campaign, a group of New Yorkers that scours the streets for these little pieces of litter that have practically become part of the fauna of city life.
If you just walk by, you know, they're tiny. You might not see them if you're not looking for them, but when you do look for them, there's just so many.
Tossed out of windows, flicked on the ground, and stamped underfoot like in the movies, cigarette butts are the most common form of litter, according to research commissioned last year by the nonprofit Keep America Beautiful. And according to Bialik and to scientists, they're a big problem.
People have no idea about the hazards of cigarette butts. Absolutely no idea.
According to the U.S. Surgeon General, the standard inch-long filter on a cigarette is made from non-biodegradable plastic and chock-full of thousands of toxic chemicals and heavy metals. And when they end up in our environment, they're dangerous, says Dr. Thomas Novotny, executive director of the Cigarette Butt Pollution Project.
The filter acts like a little tea bag where it can ooze out, we call it leaching, the chemicals from the cigarette butts. And, you know, if they have the remnant tobacco on them, it's even worse.
These toxicants leach into our soil, affecting plants. Research shows they're carried away by storm runoff into our water supply, impacting our entire food chain, from bacteria to humans, says Anna Navas-Acien, an environmental health sciences professor at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health.
This is a vicious circle, what we are doing to the environment every day. And again, it's coming back to us in terms of toxic products that we are eating and breathing and drinking.
According to a study from Imperial College London, the 5.7 trillion cigarettes smoked worldwide every year adds more than 1 million tons of plastic waste annually.
But what is the experience like of picking up cigarette butts? There's like tons of them everywhere. And you're picking them out of sidewalk cracks and everything.
I think it's a good feeling. It's almost like a contest to see who gets the most. And some of us were bending down with gloves to retrieve them. But I have a very effective grabber. It was, you know, a challenge to be able to use the grabber to pick up a tiny little butt.
Bialik says No Butts campaign volunteers send their hauls of cigarette butts to a company called TerraCycle, which recycles old filters into park benches. A recent collection event in East Harlem that lasted just 2 hours yielded enough filters to make half a park bench.
We picked up 1631 butts.
But what Bialik really wants is an end to the cigarette butt altogether. Last year, a bill was introduced in the New York State Legislature that would ban the sale of tobacco products with single-use filters.
It's a very ambitious bill because, you know, you're fighting against cigarette makers. So I thought when the bill came out last year that there would be major conflicts coming from cigarette manufacturers. But strangely, the bill didn't seem to be responded to by anybody.
Not by cigarette makers, she says, but also not by environmentalists, which is why, she says, she meticulously counts each filter the No Butts campaign collects off the street to convince lawmakers of just how pervasive cigarette butts are and the dangers they pose. Rosemary Misdary, WNYC News.